I've witnessed a lot of changes in researching and writing suffrage history over the last 40 years, because way back in time, ages and ages ago, back in 1974, there was a television drama series. It was quite big at the time, called Shoulder to Shoulder, and it very much told the Pankhurst story of the Pankhurst suffragettes. And it was very much based on Sylvia Pankhurst's history, published in 1931, called The Suffragette Movement. And she just focused on the WSPU, the suffragettes, and she sort of whitewashed or erased almost everybody else. And I was working with a friend called Jill Norris, and we started doing research, thinking, who else besides the Pankhursts around here? We were both living in or near Manchester, worked for Votes for Women. And we gradually found out about Esther Roper and Eva Gore Booth, Selina Cooper, Ada Neil Chu, and the other radical suffragists, which nobody really had heard of. And that was One Hand Tied Behind Us, which was Virago published in 1978. Since then, I've done work on the Yorkshire story, which I wrote about in Rebel Girls, and even more recently, in 2014, a book on the suffragette boycott of the 1911 census, showing how suffragists responded, how suffragettes boycotted the Liberal government's household census. And I suppose one of the things I've learned, and it's taken me a mighty long time, because the Votes for Women history is so complex, as anybody listening to this podcast will know, is I've managed at long last to hold in my head both the suffragettes and the suffragists, and we need to hold them together. And unfortunately, there's an awful lot of history books that either go for one, like the great suffragist pilgrimage of summer 1913, or go for the other, which is might be a book on arson attacks and the arsonists like Hitty Marion. And what I realised doing work on, say, 1913, is the suffragist pilgrims who walked through coal mining communities like Barnsley in South Yorkshire, that they were being dogged, or could see out of the corner of their eye, as it were, the arson attacks by WSPU suffragettes, not near them, but not very far from their route, maybe a few days behind, as they walked from these many, many routes down to Hyde Park, down to London, to try and get Asquith's ear, which they did, the suffragists did manage to do.